All right, here we go. We're going to call Rick and Susan. We're going to find out exactly what happened at this banquet with the Fast Mini Cups. Fast Mini Cups. Jack went to a banquet, and we'll talk to him about their champion, Daniel Miller, who won an awesome amount of races this year. I know it seems like every race at Charlotte seems like he won.
How old is he?
I don't know. Eight?
8 years old.
I want to say eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bringing
it.
Yeah, all right. Hey.
All right. We're here. Turn your mic on there, Jack. Susan, Rick, it's Rob and Cece and Jack. We want to talk to you a little bit about your banquet, about your champions. Tell me who won. Who was your champion this year in your adult and then your other class?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a great banquet. We had the, and I tell you what, the incredible Daniel Miller took the championship in the Fast Stars division. And Jerry Parker, just being consistent like he was, ended up taking the pro division in the Fast Mini Cup series. And I tell you what, they're two great ambassadors for the series.
Hey, Rick, I'm just curious. How young is Daniel?
Yeah, not how old, how young.
How young?
How young? Well, he's only 11 years old, but I tell you what, he's probably got about 25 years of racing experience for being 11 years old.
How do you do the math on that?
He grew a foot during the year.
Really?
I swear. Well,
yeah, he's going through a growth
spurt. It is when he goes out there and runs with the pros, and he keeps up with them, and 90% of the time pretty much outruns them. I mean, that's got to be a statement for in itself.
I got to say, Rick, you guys, I got there, and we went up there to take photographs and stuff, and we got there and walked into this room, and now this isn't like the Sunbelt Super Late Model Series. This is the Fast Mini Cup Series. I mean, yeah, just a little series.
Sounds like a better deal to me than
the
other one.
They race these little cars. You walk in this room, nobody was there yet except Susan and Rick had been working in there all day. You go in there, and this room is full of stuff that they're giving away. Trophies. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Did you give away a car?
Yeah, I wish we could have. I tell you what, we were about that short of. But Saturday night at the banquet, it's not what we do for our drivers. We do it for the entire family. Susan gave away over $1,000 in hair care products from Betty Burge of Supercuts here in Zephyr Hills.
Man, I could have used some of that.
Yeah, well, I think we gave your wife a little bag of that. you can maybe take a squeeze out of her bottle.
No, that's Rob you're talking to.
Yeah, Jack, right. We know he needs it.
Right.
Well, he has the longest hair in the room.
Well, that's true. He does have nice, Jack, you do have nice hair.
Oh,
nice
thank you hair. Very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rick.
That
now,
was sweet.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. Was the banquet, did it go off without a hitch?
Well, yeah, actually the ceremonies did, but right before the banquet actually started, we didn't realize that the actual Miller family was there. We spotted a little bit of matter out there holding a little Kodak disposable camera, trying to infiltrate our banquet, which we were warned they were coming, and we sent out emails that they were not allowed to be there. And that's what we focused on, and we didn't realize that the Miller family was there. Once we realized that, we welcomed the family in with open arms, and if they'll say any kind of truth behind it, once they got inside the banquet hall, I did apologize to each one of them individually. But they are a great family, you know, and you got to understand that they're there to support their grandson. I'd like to alliterate a little bit more, but we don't quite have time, about the immediate Miller family, Rob Miller and Cheryl Miller, but we'll do that on another show, another day.
But you had a great event.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that there was something, you know, the whole family come down on you.
Yeah, well, you know, they
brought the whole clan down.
Yeah, they brought everybody down, and I mean, we thought they were there just to cause the problems, but the Miller family's there just to support their young son, Daniel Miller, and which is honorable. I mean, I guess I would have wanted to be there, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Rick, you guys did you had a great little event there, and I'll tell you, man, it was... you know, you got good sponsors. You got just a great support people, and I mean, I'll tell you frankly, when I go to the racetracks and I go see your, you know, I'm at the racetrack. I watch your races and you know what's going on, but I've never really been around your people, your work, you know, that drive and race and the families and stuff. And it was really, really nice. I got to tell you, it really was. And another thing is, you got a new race director coming up for this year.
Yeah, Dickie Owens. We've been watching Dickie Owens for a couple of years, and we figure he'd be a great person to represent our series as our director this year. He's got some great credentials. He's just a good overall guy. And the best part is he don't really know none of these drivers, so he can't pick and choose who he wants to like and not like. You know, our drivers will get to know him, and Dickie will get to know the drivers. But, you know, it's a great family atmosphere. You know, at the end of the night, when you've won your trophy, your $2 that we might be able to pay out, $10, whatever the purse may be for the night, we have an awards ceremony at the end of the night, so every driver gets a little recognition from the guy that finished last to the guy that won it all. You know, so we do what we can to make it a family atmosphere, you know, the best we can.
Who was the tall gentleman who was involved in sponsorship with the Fast Mini Cup Series?
Oh, that's Richard Cohen, Ram Transport. I tell you what, that guy has done a phenomenal job helping us get this off the ground. And without his support, I tell you what, Richard, if you're listening, Marion, if you're listening, thank you for everything you've done for us this year. We really couldn't have made it without you. You know, and next year we got Coulter Motorsports has come aboard, Tempest Cycles, over there on the east coast of Florida. They came aboard with a decent chunk. So next year is going to be even better.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out of here.
9 o'clock. We got
to
go.
We're going to have to get out of here, Rick, but I got to tell you, man, you guys just stay positive. We don't need to pay any attention to all this negative crap coming out of that zone. Just keep doing positive stuff because you're obviously doing a great job, man.
Well, we thank you and we appreciate you having us on and all the exposure that we're getting everywhere. It's just, you know, it's just great for our series, man. We're growing and growing and growing.
That's right. You're teaching racers how to race, too. Appreciate it, Rick. We'll get back with you when we can.
All right. Thanks for having us on. You'll have a great night.
All right. You too. There you have it. Rick and Susan with the Fast Mini Cups.